Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
Match.com goes Chinese.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Media mogul Barry Diller had breakfast in Beijing this morning, and he told reporters he's planning on spending $100 million to expand his IAC Interactive Corp there. Among the 30 brands Diller owns is the search engine Ask.com and the dating site called Match. He says he's going to tailor the American sites for the Chinese audience. This weekend, more than 3,000 people will be in Durban, South Africa, to witness the preliminary draw for the next Men's Soccer World Cup. This lottery is a big deal in the global sports world. It determines who plays who in qualifying matches over the next 2 years. And Gretchen Wilson reports from Johannesburg, there's money to be made.
Sunday's draw for qualifying groups will be broadcast live to 144 countries. Nail-chewing fans will watch to see if their country's team will meet stiff competition in a so-called group of death. The world's media industry will watch, too, because a lot of money is at stake. Globally, TV networks will spend more than $2 billion on broadcast rights for this World Cup. And Sunday's draw gives networks an idea of how much they can demand from advertisers in specific games. It will also give national broadcasters an idea of the calendar their national team will face in the qualifying phase, and whether they have a good chance to make it to South Africa in 2010. That's when ad dollars multiply. Not surprising, during the final phase of last year's Men's World Cup in Germany, each match had a cumulative average of 260 million viewers. In Johannesburg, I'm Gretchen Wilson for Marketplace.
The dollar hit new lows against the yen and euro today and then rebounded a bit. All this is making the chief executive of Airbus nervous. The European plane maker sells its jets in dollars, but its expenses are in euros. The situation's so bad, the CEO Thursday called the situation life-threatening for the company.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. By BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by the American Academy of Family Physicians, personal preventive care for better patient health and reduced costs for business. AAFP.org/value.
It's a make-or-break day for a lot of retailers. Some open their doors as early as midnight to encourage you to part with your cash or your plastic. The National Retail Federation is predicting slower sales growth this year, and Marketplace's Amy Scott says electronics retailers are particularly worried.
Shares in Circuit City, Radio Shack, and Sony have all taken a beating this fall. Best Buy's had its ups and downs. Rick Weinhardt tracks consumer electronics for BMO Capital Markets. He says high gas prices, the housing recession, and low consumer morale don't bode well for holiday gadget sales.
There's a lot of reasons to think that consumers, again, will pull back the reins as much as possible.
Then there's the lack of a big must-have hit this year. Nintendo's Wii game console is pretty hot, but the company is warning of shortages. Analyst Chris Crotty with iSupply heard the same doom and gloom this time last year. He says people still went shopping.
They wound up spending their money on lower-ticket consumer electronics like digital cameras and MP3 players. So we might see more of that again this year.
BMO's Rick Weinhardt says we might see something else that happened last year. Profit margins shrank as retailers slashed prices just to get shoppers in the door. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Of course, there are those who are refusing to go anywhere near a store today, not just to avoid the mobs, but to make the point that the holiday season doesn't have to be about spending money. The icon of this Buy Nothing Day is a self-styled preacher named Reverend Billy. There's a new movie about his Church of Stop Shopping in theaters now. He recently came to our studios with his wife, Savitri.
Well, I think that the Christmas advertising, you know, it sort of escalates up to that point. There's all these families that there they are on Friday, nothing to do. They're all in a different town. People are a little dislocated, a whole day off, getting ready for Christmas. They know this might be the last day off they have before Christmas. So they think, oh, I'll get all my Christmas shopping done now, or I'll start the process. Of course, the advertisers and the corporations saw that. They started to take advantage of that, and they started pushing it as the day to shop. So Black Friday, it's called Black Friday, obviously, because the retailers go into the black on that day, classically.
And we call it Buy Nothing Day.
We call it Buy Nothing Day. That's our holy
Buy
day.
Buy Nothing Alleluia.
What can be done about it, or what are you hoping to do about it?
We joke about the intensity of the addiction that Americans feel towards shopping, that it's actually become a psychological necessity, that happiness is organized around shopping, that caring for your children is something that you do in partnership with these multinational corporations who advise you on what happiness is for your kids and so forth. And that is very upsetting, and we feel that must change. On the other hand, we feel it is changing. We feel there's a wave across this culture right now. Many people are pulling back from the advertising advice that they're getting around Christmas time.
There's a very basic impulse right now to reclaim private space, family space, community space, to be in communication with people who are closer to you within a slightly smaller sphere.
But it is an interesting point to make on a show like this, Marketplace. I'm sure the argument you hear a lot is, well, if people didn't shop, what would happen? People need to shop because it's the backbone of the economy.
If we support local economies, ma and pa stores, Craigslist, things we can do in the neighborhood where I might be able to see the person I'm dealing with, you know, not to be a Luddite, not to reject technology entirely, but getting back to the human scale of giving and taking, that's an economy too.
Reverend Billy and his wife Savitri are profiled in the new documentary, What Would Jesus Buy? In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.